This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-5791 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, anything goes. 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, as always. We do it six nights a week, so join us live or join us delayed via archives. We've got the last 7 months of the show right there on the front page of the website. There is no logging in. There's no membership fee. Board up, I have a slight echo. And it's all free. Freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, you can call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can log on at freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. So, where are we going to start tonight, Jason? Since you're the third man, we will start with you. What do you got?
Well, I've got the U.S. military, and they're involving themselves in some, perhaps, unethical practices. Oh, that should come as no surprise to anybody.
Well, indeed. What kind of unethical practices are we talking about?
Well, as part of an information offensive in Iraq, the U.S. military is secretly paying Iraqi newspapers to publish stories written by U.S. troops in an effort to burnish the image of the U.S. mission in Iraq. That's much better.
Wait, they're publishing what now?
They're publishing stories, just to improve the image, the American occupation.
They're publishing stories about the occupiers, they're publishing stories about themselves.
Yes,
yeah,
and practice information.
And they're passing it off as independent journalism.
So they're doing this in Iraqi newspapers, so they're making it look like some Iraqi. Do they put an Iraqi's name on it? I mean,
well, what they do is the articles are written by U.S. military, quote, information operations troops. And they're then translated into Arabic, placed in Baghdad newspapers with the help of a defense contractor. And this is all according to U.S. military officials and documents obtained by some crap newspaper.
Huh. Not a shock. I mean, as we knew when they came in there, they immediately took control of all of the television stations. I'm not sure about the radio stations, but I presume I think they had control over them as well. They probably still do.
Oh, yeah. It's not all that surprising. I mean, they do it in this country. Why not in the country they're occupying?
Well, yeah. I mean, in this country, they release a press release, and then the media is just such a lapdog for the government. They just go right ahead and basically copy the press release and put it out as though it's a news story. Nobody actually in this country checks any of the claims that they make. Nobody bothers to vet any of the information. It just goes right out. So it's not quite, I don't think, the same here as it is there, but nonetheless, differences
well,
degrees.
Well, the articles in Iraq, anyways, they are presented to the Iraqi press as unbiased accounts written and reported by independent journalists. Not so much.
Independent journalists who are employed by the U.S. military.
Purely,
maybe they fire them for a little while they write the story, and then they rehire them after the story's been written. That way it was totally independent of it at that time.
How convenient.
So, yeah, there's stuff like that always goes on, especially in situations where a country is being occupied. They totally control the media there. They have dictatorial editorial content over all the, apparently, the print now, as well as the airwaves. Pretty disturbing stuff. 800-259-5791. Speaking of the airwaves, here in this country, the FCC chief is the new guy, the guy that replaced Michael Powell. He has told television to clean up its act. From Washington, the AP.
Finally.
Declaring television coarser than ever, a top federal regulator served notice on cable and satellite programmers Tuesday to shield children from racy shows or risk coming under sharper government scrutiny. Because right now, the only real TV that's heavily scrutinized by the FCC is broadcast television. So your UHF, your VHF bands, which almost no one watches anymore, but they still have the signals, the new HDTV, that stuff. The over-the-air broadcasts are the ones that the FCC really has control over. But here he is threatening the cable and satellite industry, saying, "Oh, you better be careful. Watch your step there, buddy, or else we might just have to clamp down and put you under sharper scrutiny."
So this is, he's threatening the cable?
Yeah, cable and satellite programmers. According to Kevin Martin, the chairman of the FCC, quote, parents need better and more tools to help them navigate the entertainment waters, particularly on cable and satellite television.
Oh, no.
What he doesn't realize is they have those tools. It's called a remote or a clicker. And what you do is you press down on the button that makes the channel go up or down.
He addresses that because that's what we always say on this show. Well, wait a minute. If you're a parent, you can look at the programming your children are watching and, you know, check it out in advance, do a little bit of research before you allow your children to watch or censor it as you're watching it with them. Just by changing the channel. Well, he gets to that. In addition to expanding federal decency standards to include cable and satellite programs, Martin suggested several options, including creating a family-friendly tier of channels that would offer shows suitable for kids, such as the program shown on the Nickelodeon channel. He also said that cable and... Are there no other channels besides Nickelodeon that's friendly for kids?
There's TV Land, which
there's plenty. There's
Disney.
ABC Family.
Right.
Apparently there is a tier. Shut up.
Well, maybe he wants to pass a law to place them all together. You know, because right now you might actually, depending on your cable system, you might have to jump from channel 22 to channel 37.
And you might hit a spike in between the channels and see a boob or half a boob.
Well, that would only be if you are an irresponsible parent. I mean, if you're concerned about your kids coming across bad stuff, then you would lock those channels out.
Right.
Wouldn't you?
I mean, they certainly have the means by which to do that.
Right. He also said cable and satellite providers might want to consider letting consumers pay for a bundle of channels that they could choose themselves, a variation of the so-called a la carte pricing system that some in Congress have backed. And I know you've got more information on that, Manwich, but here's what he has to say to the whole, you can change the channel thing. In fact, he addresses it directly. He says, you can always turn the television off and, of course, block the channels you don't want. So he addresses both of the most powerful options that parents have in their repertoire of tricks.
Right. Just passes them off as though they're nothing. Right.
And then he continues, but why should you have to?
What?
What?
Why should you be responsible for your own life and taking care of your own children when the government can do it for you?
I swear, I can't make this stuff up. This
do you really
real.
Want the government raising your kids? I mean,
I
that's
guess
what
so.
He wants it. He doesn't think you are good enough. I mean, you just need to be lazy as a parent. I mean, he wants to do all of the work for you. In fact, he's going to make it so all of us are affected by this.
But
even us, with those of us without kids,
when the government does work for me, they do it poorly and they charge me way too much and they force crap down my throat that I don't want.
Indeed.
I don't want the government doing any work for me. I'm sick of the government doing work for me. Thank
but what
you.
About the children, man? Which I mean, shouldn't we protect the children?
Screw the children.
What Reagan say? Reagan say was the seven scariest words in the English language. I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Yeah. Why should you have to change the channel? We can handle this. That's his mindset. So this is what we have here that we're dealing with today with this FCC. It's out of control.
Don't worry, America. Go back to sleep. We'll take care of everything.
Yeah. Responsibility. Who needs it? We're the government and we're going to take care of you for you. In fact, we're going to just take care of you from birth to death. You won't ever have to get a job. You won't ever have to learn anything. You won't ever have to take care of your kids because we're going to do it all for you. Well, how are we going to pay for all this? Oh, don't you worry about that. Now, tell me about the a la carte thing. Give me the details.
Crazy stuff.
Your thoughts, by the way, anytime, 800-259-5791. And I'd love to hear from somebody that agrees with this nutcase. Do you really believe that there should be stricter controls on satellite and cable television?
Out of the LA Times, televangelists on unusual side of indecency debate. You kind of have to, this first paragraph's a little difficult, so stick with me. Trying to preserve their electronic pulpits, the nation's religious broadcasters find themselves the unusual position of fighting an effort by anti-decency groups to thwart channels offering racy programming.
Fighting an effort by anti-decency groups.
Mm-hmm.
They're against groups that are against decency?
I think that they're, indecency groups.
Well, I want to explore this a little bit.
Anti-indecency.
Okay, I want to explore this a little bit more. 800-259-5791. And this is typical of the government. They always will turn against you eventually. We'll come back with more. Free Talk Live. Take control.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll-free 1-800-259-5791. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first. If you're on the updates list, you can go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on it. For free, of course, updates.freetalklive.com. As always, it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
So, a la carte, Manwich. What is a la carte?
Well, when it's talking about cable channels, or just talking about buying one channel at a time.
Right. Well, that sounds like a decent idea.
Sure does.
Well, since we have the government involved, it doesn't get to just be one idea. It is just one idea, and people have different sides of the debate. So let me go on with the article here. Trying to preserve their electronic pulpits, the nation's religious broadcasters find themselves in the unusual position of fighting an effort by anti-indecency groups to thwart channels offering racy programming. The issue involves a debate over whether cable companies should continue offering subscribers mainstream and niche channels in bundles or let them buy what they want on an a la carte basis. Now, I can tell you...
Is it already being mandated that they bundle programming?
No. I believe that they just choose to, because they are government-instituted monopolies. They can pretty much jam whatever they want down your throat, and you have to buy it if you want to have these channels. So instead of allowing for the market to take its take its course, the government has to sort of mandate what the market would do in a certain circumstance. Because you can believe if there was more than one cable channel offering in your town, a la carte menus, well then all of them would have to.
Yeah,
sure. Good point.
All right, consumer groups are pushing to let people choose their channels rather than pay for ones they don't want to watch. Now, we've been trying to do this for 20 years. One Federal Communications Commission study showed people on average regularly watch only 17 of the more than 100 cable channels they typically receive.
Well, duh. I mean, you can only have so much time in one day. You can only watch so much television.
I can't imagine that. I don't watch 17 channels.
I watch zero, personally.
Yeah.
But what started largely as a consumer issue has now morphed into a larger controversy involving whether cable operators should be required to continue exposing subscribers to niche channels, including religious ones, that people might not order on their own. Well, I would think that the religious people would.
Yep.
We don't just want to preach to the choir.
Right. See, they want to make it so everybody can just stumble across the 700 Club. They don't want it so everybody who's non-religious can just exclude those that programming. They want it there in case it's 3 in the morning, you're really wasted, and you want to come and find God, basically.
You know what's worse, though, than 700 Club makes this program that's it's broadcast here in Tampa Bay area. I don't know if it's broadcast elsewhere, but it's one really old nun with saggy bulldog cheeks, and she prays the rosary. And
Hail Mary, full of grace, Lord is with thee.
And then about 500 nuns chant in behind her. And,
wow.
And this goes on for 30 minutes. Just Hail Mary after Hail Mary after Hail Mary for 30 minutes.
I didn't know they had a Catholic channel. I mean...
Oh yeah, there are a few religious channels.
I know they have religious channels, but they always seem to have the Christian bend to them, not necessarily the Catholic. I've never seen a Catholic religious show.
As a recovering Catholic yourself, Jason, you should appreciate that. Nuns sitting there reciting the rosary. God, I can't get enough of that crap.
It is so creepy. I'll tell you.
Oh, anyway, so the Paul Crouch, Jr. of the Trinity Broadcast Network in Santa Ana, says, we don't want to just preach to the choir. We want to reach the unchurched.
Right,
the bottom line is that we want to be everywhere on cable. Yes.
Keep it to yourself, buddy, huh?
Yeah, he's got to
get in your face.
Yep. He's got to jam that
If he could have it his way, he would mandate some law that all cable boxes must default to TBN programming, you know?
That's the only one they offer.
Right.
The controversy is expected to come to a head today when media executives, televangelists, government regulators, and consumer activists gather for open forum on decency. Now, how much easier than getting all these people together to quibble about the details, how much easier would it be if we just let the market take care of it?
It'd be so much easier.
So much easier. If we just said, okay, no more government-controlled monopoly in a given county that they have to, that they're just going to offer one cable company.
Right.
Now, any cable company who wants to come in and offer whatever programming they want to offer can.
Well, you know how a few weeks back we were talking about getting rid of the FCC entirely on the show, and I kind of came up with an idea for the religious people that, the people that want to protect their kids from radio shows that are filthy. They could create their own band. They could create their own radio service, essentially. They could create their own hardware, I said. And you were kind of like, well, I don't know if that would work. It sounds really difficult. Well, one of our emailers emailed us some information that there actually is already a satellite television network exclusively dedicated with exclusive hardware, with hardware that if you plug that sucker in, you plug a satellite dish to it, there's no way you're going to pick up anything else beyond the religious programming.
Wow.
So it's already being done on television. There's no reason why something like that couldn't be done on the radio. And so, yes, they're all going to get around. They're going to argue about decency. You said this is some kind of a summit on decency?
Yes. It's an open forum on decency.
When's this supposed to happen? Pretty soon?
Today.
Well, I hope to get. I want to get the details on that when it goes down.
Well, you can be sure we're all protected because Republican from Alaska, Ted Stevens, the chair of the Senate Commerce Committee,
This is the same guy that wanted the millions of dollars for that bridge to nowhere in Alaska, the bridge to the island, the $1 million bridge to the island with 50 people on it.
Lawmakers and advocacy groups have seized on a la carte system as a way to give cable TV subscribers more flexibility to drop channels with adult fare, citing such programs as plastic surgery drama Nip Tuck on FX that regularly features sex and gore.
Well, it does.
What is it?
It's a show about plastic surgeons.
Okay.
And it's all glossed over and, whoa, who's sleeping with who? And, somebody's nose fell off.
What? FX? Is that there's premium cable or is that basic cable? What is that?
I think it's basic cable. It's it's the crap that...
So when they show sex, when they talk about sex, they don't actually show sex.
No, of course not.
Of course not. People in bed.
What's on FX is stuff that used to be on Fox that didn't make it.
Got it.
That's pretty much it. It's a leftover
Fox
channel.
Fox minus the O.
The a la carte is a solution that will immediately address the issue of indecency on cable, says Tim Winters, executive director of the Los Angeles-based Parents Television Council. The debate has created unusual bedfellows, religious broadcasters that want to keep their message, keep getting their messages out, and free speech advocates who are fearful that the unbundling of cable channels is being used by anti-indecency advocates as a tool against provocative shows.
I don't understand that. How could they be teaming up? I don't get that.
Free speech advocates apparently are of the opinion that if they unbundle the shows, people
can we just
won't
stop this stupidity.
No.
If these cable subscribers really cared that much about a la carte, and again, I think it's a fine idea.
Oh, I think they do really care about it. The subscribers.
Well, no. If they really cared about it, they would tell their cable company to go take a hike, and they disconnect their service.
But they've been doing that, but it's all they've got is the other choice is DirecTV, and they're offering bundles too.
Well, there's no reason why they couldn't change their system. And I've heard that one of the other reasons why they don't want to change is because the channels cost a certain amount. I don't know if this article addresses that, but the cable companies have to pay for the channels that they give to you, and so some
two
of them cost more than others.
Two providers isn't really enough to put the market in play, though. People should be they should just open it up. The cable companies should be allowed.
Yes,
they should be allowed
with that.
They should move into separate markets.
There are more than one satellite provider. There's more than one satellite.
The only one I know about is DirecTV.
Well, they're out there. Take my word for it. 800-259-5791. If there really was that much demand, I think it'd already be happening. This is your show. Coming up, Jeff in Oregon. He wants to talk about click it or ticket. That's where the cops threaten you with fines if you don't put your seatbelt on. We'll talk about that. On the way, this is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control, 800-259-5791.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Attention drivers. Poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents and fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burn, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free, anything goes. Whether it be a political issue, personal problem, you take control of the phones. 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got live streams there, the broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version, both totally free. Online, freetalklive.com. This is a show about your calls, anything that goes. So let's go to the phones to Jeff in Oregon. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Oh, what's going on?
Hey, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Not much. I was just calling. I just got done listening to your podcast from yesterday, and you were talking about police that were going to go into a bank and check people's IDs on their way out.
That's right. That's in Miami. They were reporting that they were going to go in and do that, and then they changed the story. Like 12 hours later, the AP story that was reporting on that mysteriously just changed. Then it changed from we're going to be checking people's IDs to we're going to surround a building and just give the manager information about how to spot terrorists.
Well, this is somewhat similar. I'm from southern Idaho, a little town called Twin Falls. And what they were doing a couple years back was they got a PT Cruiser,
mm-hmm.
and did it all up with the decals, like click it or ticket, you could win this car, and then basically...
Wait, you could win the car how?
Because...
Get enough tickets and we'll give you the car.
See what they're doing, they're pulling over random people.
Oh, no.
And if you have your seatbelt buckled, then you get an entry to win this car.
Oh, your actually phone is starting to break up. I'm going to actually put you on hold, okay? I'm going to hopefully you'll get into a better cell. So hang on. We're going to try coming back to you. In the meantime, let's go to another Jeff. Jeff in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello. Jeff in Colorado.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey.
What's up?
I can hear you.
Yeah, listen, I just wanted to talk about, basically bring everybody back to reality after Bush's 50-minute speech on justifying the Iraq war today. You know, basically...
You watched it?
No, I heard a little bit of it on the radio.
All right.
And basically selling dreams to the American people, you know, bragging about his 35-page Iraq reform report, and basically thanking all the people that were involved for the Iraq war. And, you know, a lot of people may not realize this, but, you know, President Bush, he's basically... committed a lot of serious crimes.
He certainly has.
Which ones are those?
Well, one is specifically is up under the United States Code, which a lot of people don't know about, and it's Title 18, United States Code, Section 1.
Every time, I got to mention this. Every time you call in, Jeff, you always have some sort of citation. Mm-hmm. You're like the most well-researched caller we've ever had.
Well, you know, guys, I mean, basically, I'm an activist, and I think that a lot of the American people are not, you know, don't know that much about the law. And, of course,
right.
I studied federal law for 2 years, and that's why I know a lot about it. And
okay.
If everybody goes to freewebs.com/Bush crimes, they can actually read this law.
Okay. And what is it again? Just give us a summary. You don't have to bother with the location. We'll take your word for it.
Yeah. It's you mean as far as what the law says?
No, as far as you don't have to bother with all the numbers and the QY.173, whatever it is, because nobody remembers that stuff. Just give us a summary of what it says.
It makes it sound valid, though.
Well, basically, it says whoever in any matter within the jurisdiction of the executive, legislative, or judicial branch of the government of the United States knowingly and willfully falsifies, conceals, or covers up by any trick, scheme.
Right, right. You actually read that last night, Jack.
Yeah, but see, here's the key. Number two is where he committed the crime, and number two, makes any material false, fictitious, or fraudulent statement representation concerning the Iraq war. And there's, on that website that I gave, freewebs.com/thecrimes, there's numerous statements, not only from him, but...
Let me ask you, what are you going to do about it? I mean, because you brought this up last night, and yes, we let you call in once per night, but if you're going to call in and cite the same stuff over and over again, it gets a little tedious. What are you going to do about it, Jeff?
Well, basically, I've been calling some congressmen and senators today about it, and there's a toll-free number that you can call Congress on.
What did they tell you?
Well, basically, you know, I didn't talk to them directly. I talked to their press secretary or maybe their administrative assistant.
Right. And they promised to pass the word on, right?
Oh, yeah, they promised to pass the word on.
Yeah. But, do you believe them?
Well, I think maybe some of them probably would. But,
possibly.
But, yeah. But
personally, I'm a bit of a cynic, Jeff. I think that calling your congressman is almost a total waste of breath.
You think so?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I've done it before, and I'll probably do it again if the issue is big enough or important enough. But really, I mean, how do you feel about this?
These people don't listen to their constituents.
I think that in certain circumstances it makes sense to do it.
I think you could call your local representative, maybe your state representative, and get a little bit of attention, maybe make a little bit of a splash. But calling the national guys is just a total waste of time.
Well, in any event, the toll-free number, by the way, for Congress, if anybody wants to call them, is 1-888-355-3588, and that's 24 hours a day.
Well, that's a crappy number. You think that they were Congress, they could get a better number.
Congress, right?
That's what
they don't want you to call. I mean, I'm shocked they even have that 800 number. How did you dig that up? Because when you go and you look for a number to call Congress with, usually it's a 202. Usually it's a 202 number they publicize.
Right. This is a toll-free number that I got off the internet, and it's directly to Congress.
Right to the switchboard, right?
Right to the switchboard.
You know what? I've called the switchboard before, and I hate the way they answer the phone. They're the most unfriendly bureaucrats that I've ever come across. They always answer,
"Hello,
switchboard."
We hate you.
Or, no, they answer, "Capital." That's how they answer when you call them up. Thanks, Jeff. We appreciate the call, man.
Sure.
And bring us something different tomorrow night.
I will.
800-259-5791. He's serious. I mean, he's concerned. He thinks that something's going to happen. He thinks that he can make a difference in the world by talking about this stuff. And I don't know. Maybe I'm just too cynical. And maybe I'm over cynical. Maybe he really can make a difference by calling his congressman.
One thing I'm certain of is you're just mean.
What are you talking about?
Ah, poor guy.
I'm just jaded, that's all. All right, let's go back to the other Jeff. Jeff, hopefully back on and sounding clear in Oregon. Jeff, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Jeff?
Apparently not.
No, I guess he's gone. Well, you know what? I wanted to hear about that click it or ticket thing, so maybe he'll go home and call us from there.
That whole click it or ticket thing just makes me so angry.
Yeah.
They started off the whole, wear your seatbelt deal as a secondary offense. They could only give you a ticket for not wearing your seatbelt if you were caught with a bad brake light or a speeding ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously if they saw you without it, they could just pull you over for something, any old thing, and give you
a ticket.
But at least it was nominally secondary. Now it's, we can pull you over if we see you without a seatbelt. So what does that cause the market to do? Now more people are going to get tinted windows.
Yeah.
So that they can't be seen. So that now they can't communicate as well with their fellow drivers. I don't like dark tinted windows because you can't see what the other person's doing. Or you can generally see what they're
Well, the cops don't like
do.
Them either.
Well, isn't there a restriction on how dark you can have your windows tinted?
It's true, but I mean, any obscurance is an obscurance, you know?
Sure.
So.
Yes, there is. In fact, I've had a cop harass me on that one.
No kidding.
Before. Yeah. And she threatened to call in the tint meter.
Oh, my God.
Wow. But then she actually said, oh, well, he's busy right now, so I'm going to let you go. So she let me go on that one. So I don't know what could have come of it.
But keep in mind, we want to see what you're doing.
Now, they have a legitimate sounding reason for it. They don't want you, like, holding up a gun to the window or something like that as they're approaching your vehicle.
Okay.
They're supposedly doing it because they're scared, I guess.
Protection.
Let's go. Let's try Jeff again. He's back. Jeff in Oregon, you're back on Free Talk. Well, wait a minute. No, Jeff, you're going to have to hang on now. There's our music.
That's my professional broadcaster.
He is so patient. 800-259-5791. Literally anything goes. Now, if you think we have it bad here, we talked about the media and how there's just more and more control coming down the pipe. Well, we'll tell you how bad it is. It is so much worse in France. We'll give you all the details coming up. This is your show, and Jeff is on the way.
It's always worse in France.
It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free, 1-800-259-5791, Wednesday night edition of the show. Here till 10 o'clock Eastern, you take control. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And join us online, freetalklive.com. Where we have the listener map. In fact, you can go directly to map.freetalklive.com, and you'll see that we have hundreds of our listeners that have taken the time to add themselves to our map. It's a worldwide thing, so it doesn't matter where you live. You can plot yourself. It's simple. You just punch in your location, your name. You can add a picture of yourself if you wish. You can add a little phrase to go along with your entry, and then you'll show up on our listener map as a little pinpoint. And you can highlight them and look and zoom in on the world and see who lives nearby, see if any of your friends and family members or associates are actually also listening to the show. It's a pretty neat little feature at map.freetalklive.com. And, of course, it is totally free. All right, now we go to Jeff.
All right.
In Oregon. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
All right. I switched phones, man.
Good deal. Sound better. So you were talking about a PT Cruiser. The cops had, I guess, put some sort of signage on it that says you could win it. Where were you going with that?
And so what they were doing was going and pulling people over randomly, and if you had your seatbelt buckled, they would give you a raffle ticket.
I was going to say, they're not going to give you a car for that.
Yeah. And actually, I mean, they held this car for like 2 years, man. but it's like their excuse. And then after that, it got to a point where they and the people didn't really say anything about it until they started setting roadblocks up at night.
Okay.
They're setting up roadblocks, and you had to stop and talk to them, and then they'd look and see if you had your seatbelt on, And if you did, they'd give you your little coupon.
And they'd also be looking to see if there are any beer cans open in your car.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or if they smelled any marijuana.
So I mean, like, it's just like pulling you over for no reason, but
they
have a reason.
That's a piss poor bribe. I mean, say,
here's your raffle ticket.
Yeah.
You get a sweet PT Cruiser.
But we're never going to pull the winner.
Yeah, right? Did they ever pull a winner?
No. Not that I know of. I never
Here's your little purple piece of paper. Congratulations. Yeah.
Hey, how much do you want to bet? I mean, normally in the radio business and in every other business, whenever they run a contest, if you read the rules, it's always closed to employees, it's closed to the families of the employees and that sort of thing. How much do you want to bet that there was no such provision with the cop contest? I mean, if they gave that PT Cruiser away, I would bet money that it ended up going to the daughter of the chief of police or something like that. Well, what do you know? It's my own kid! Hot damn!
I don't really know what ever happened to it, but originally it was outfitted as a cop. Like, they outfitted it as a cop car. Like, they had lights on it.
Oh, wow.
It was black. They were actually pulling people over in that car.
Oh, jeez.
And they had one. Yeah, it was in the newspaper. There was one guy that didn't stop, and they pursued him.
Oh, my gosh. Just because he was confused because it was a PT Cruiser?
Yeah, I think he probably got tired of it because he said he's been pulled over once before.
Hmm. Interesting. It's an interesting little spin on Click It or Ticket, but I can't say that I support it. I think it's
totally wrong. It's ridiculous.
Thanks for the call, Jeff. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-5791.
It's really funny. You know, the FCC doesn't controls a lot of contests, I know, at least in the radio industry. And
they don't control the contests.
Well, they have
rules.
They have the rules. And I'm sure that the FCC doesn't have any control over police departments and their little contests and what makes them fair.
No, of course not.
I would think that there is no real provision as to what makes this contest fair.
Yeah, you think internal affairs is going to be looking over the contest? No.
Pouring over the data?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, doesn't really make much sense. When I was little, my mom used to go to all these dog shows. She handles dogs still, and
sounds dirty.
It does sound a little strange. But most of these shows have some kind of raffle going, and they'll always pick a child to pull tickets
because it's cute,
right. and the child's too dumb to know how to rig the contest or anything like that. So I must have pulled my mom and her friend 5 times in a row.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you were rigging it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't rigging it. It just, you know, there was just a bunch of tickets in there, and I happened to pull the right ones.
Right.
Of course, I did, I was selling the tickets also, because they gave me, here's some tickets, go sell them, kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been a little seller.
Oh, yeah. That's such a sweet gig for candy bar companies.
Mm-hmm.
They just ship out a box of candy bars, say, all right, you get all your youngsters to go walk around the neighborhood and sell candy bars for us. How's that sound?
Well, they cost, I remember they cost like, what, a buck a piece back in the day when we were doing that
stuff. They're like $1.50 and $2 now.
Right.
And they're not the same candy bars.
And they're not even good.
No, they're just average or slightly below average candy bars. But they're using the cuteness of the kids to sell to sell their chocolate.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they promise them, you know, what do they get? What do they give them? Like trinkets or a trip to some place?
When I sell
2,000 of them.
When I was in Cub Scouts, they had more tickets. God knows we had to have tickets. So I walked around in my neighborhood with my little Cub Scout uniform on, and when I say neighborhood, I went up and down about 10 streets.
Wow.
It was, you know, the winner of the contest got certain stuff, and then you got all these little Cub Scout crap that broke.
Right.
Like a little expanding cup and a pen with a Weeblos, which is a terrible name, by the way.
The Weeblos.
Yeah. I was never like that. I never went around when they gave me these opportunities to go around and sell my neighborhood. And the first time I did it, I just despised it so much, I turned around and walked home. Usually the way they did it for us was with the little walk-a-thon thing or the run-a-thon.
Yeah, we did that.
Every school had these things. You had to go out and get pledges, right?
Right.
Well, I'd tell them, hell with that. I would never even bother to put any effort into it when the actual run-a-thon happened, and I would never go anywhere beyond my family to actually collect the pledges.
Well,
why should I bother with that? I don't even see a chunk of it.
I like quadrupled the next guy behind me as far as ticket sales because I didn't know how many the next guy was going to sell.
At least there you get some sort of a reward. With the walkathons, you don't get squat.
No.
All right, more coming back. This is your show, Free Talk Live. You take control. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You take control of the phones and bring up whatever's on your mind. Political issue, personal problem, it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
800-259-5791. You can also join us online at our bulletin board system. We have got over 1,000 people interacting there, over 70,000 posts for you to surf around through. Lots of stuff to read. A lot of good conversations to participate in. Fun stuff as well as really serious issues. They're all there at the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Brian in Florida. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, Ian, Jason, and Manwich. What's up?
Brian, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm the drunk caller you've been asking for.
Sweet.
Wait, we asked for a drunk caller tonight?
No, not tonight.
No, okay. But we're always asking for
a
drunk caller.
Oh, that's right. We always love having a good drunk. What's up?
Well, I've been listening to your archives lately, so I don't know what day I'm listening to here and there. But
that's because you're drunk. Now go ahead.
Well, not at work, but that's when I'm listening to them. But anyway, I got an alcoholic survey today on the phone.
Really?
They called me and said, "This is so-and-so, and I don't want you, just want you to know this isn't a solicitation call. I'm doing an alcoholic survey."
Was this totally random, or did they get your number from ABC Liquors or something like that?
I don't know.
Okay.
They don't have my number from ABC Liquor. I don't give them my number.
What did they ask you about?
Well, I mean, I just said, really? You're really doing an alcoholic survey?
Yeah.
Said, yeah. Well, like, what kind of results do you get out of that? So, well, I kind of want to know, I guess, percentages and... like, if you drink vodka or this and that, you know, I guess it doesn't mean anything if you don't have beer bottles in your recycling bin out there every week, but
Did they give you any sort of incentive? I mean, a lot of times when they call up with a survey, they'll say, "We'll give you some coupons."
No, he didn't say anything like that.
No free crap.
Information panhandler.
I mean, if you want to get an alcoholic to take a survey, all you'd have to do is offer him a bottle of Wild Turkey or something like that. They'd be rapt with attention.
Well, that sounds really good. I drink really good German beer, man. Okay. I don't.
Good deal.
So how long did the survey last? I mean, did you just stay through the entire thing?
Well, I didn't stick it out because, I mean, he's like, well, is there anyone 21 through 34 in your house? And I said, well, yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to take the survey? And I said, no, man, that sounds kind of weird. I don't think I'm going to take that. Now that I think about it, I really should have asked him, like, who he was and, like, where he was from.
Yeah,
that would
be interesting.
So if anybody else around here gets that call, like, ask them where they're from.
Right. If anybody around anywhere gets that call, usually it's like a nationwide thing, don't you think?
I just thought that was really strange.
Thanks for the info, Brian. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. You know, we actually got an email recently from somebody that was critiquing how we finish with calls on this show. And I said, I responded and I said, we actually say thanks for the call to people.
Most people just, most talk show hosts.
Right. Yeah, most of the time when you're on the air with a talk show host, when they're done with you, you just get flushed. I mean, they just drop the call.
Sometimes they won't even talk to the person. They'll get the topic
and then hang up before they respond.
Right.
Yep. You're absolutely right. And so, you know, that's how we do it on this show. I think that callers deserve at least the courtesy of knowing that the call is over. We can't sit here and say, okay, Brian, bye-bye. And then wait for him to say goodbye.
Yeah, that's
and then hang up the phone.
All right, see you later, honey.
It's bad enough to say hello, hello. Hey guys, how are you this evening? We're fine, just like we were with the last call. Thanks.
You don't want to waste precious airtime with goodbyes and goodbyes. The point is to move on to the next call and to keep the show entertaining. So, yeah, if you want to be treated like total garbage, go call any other talk show. At least we give respect to our callers on this show because it is the show about your calls. And hour number two is on the way. France and how bad it is in France. Coming up.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Chance.